The April meeting of the American Physical Society is wrapping up today in Baltimore, and scientists gathered there have just released the first data from a project aimed at mapping dark matter in the cosmos. And by looking at how clumps shift over time, they want to eventually quantify dark energy. BBC science reporter Jonathan Webb joins us from London with more on this. Jonathan, welcome.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Well, and tell us, first of all, more about what exactly dark matter is.
Yeah, that's a million-dollar question, if you like. It's a baffling thing, and one of the biggest mysteries in science, you could say, because we can't see it, but we know it's there. When we look out at the universe, we see galaxies, and they're spinning around really fast, much faster than they ought to be. And based on what we can see, they should be falling apart. So physicists have proposed this stuff called dark matter, which must be there, holding galaxies together, if you like. So it seems to be this kind of web that actually holds all the matter that we can see in place. The only problem is, because it doesn't emit any light, it's very difficult to see. So it's taking big efforts like this one that's just releasing its first data now to actually pinpoint exactly where it is out there in the universe.
Well, tell us more about this mapping process and how it works.
Yeah, it's a tricky business, and it's taken a very special camera, which was set up just over 2 years ago up on a telescope high in the Andes in Chile, and it's one of the best digital cameras in the world that they've mounted on that telescope. It works at 570 megapixels, and what it does is take very, very accurate pictures of a section of the sky, and they need that accuracy because the only way you can see dark matter is by seeing the tiny warps that it puts on light that's coming from a long way away. Because it doesn't emit any light, it's transparent, the only way you can see it is like a glass of water or looking through the kind of dimpled windows that you use in a bathroom. It warps the light because of its gravity on the way past, and that's how we know it's there. So it's by using those really, really finely detailed images that the scientists have started to piece together this map of where we can find it. And they've seen, as was kind of proposed and seen in a few earlier images, there are these tendrils of it. It really does look like a web. There are strong kind of strings of it, and that's where you see all the galaxies dotted around, and there are voids, big gaps with barely any stars in between.
And these first results that have been released cover just 0.4% of the sky?
Yeah, it's a pretty small fraction at the moment, but it's still the biggest continuous map of where dark matter is that we've ever seen, and it's certainly done in a lot more detail. The ultimate aim of this survey, called the Dark Energy Survey, is to get about an eighth of the sky mapped, and they're about 2 years through their five-year survey process, and this first fraction of results comes actually from the very, very first images, right back at the start, when they were testing whether or not the camera worked. So it's impressive that they've got this far, and the scientists are really pleased to be releasing the results.
And what do they want to do with this data? What is the ultimate goal here?
Well, as you mentioned at the start, what they really want to do is get a handle on exactly how and why the universe is expanding. Because, again, when we look out at the galaxies, they're all flying away a lot faster than we expect. And that rate is going up and up. They're flying away faster and faster. And, again, we don't have a good explanation for this, but physicists have proposed something called dark energy to be responsible for that increasing expansion. And by getting this map together, by looking at how these clumps, these tendrils of dark matter are changing over time, because if you look further away in the universe, you can look further back in time. By comparing that and looking at how fast the dark matter is expanding, they can actually start to test this dark energy idea. And that's the really big question, and that's why this thing is actually called the Dark Energy Survey, not to be confused with dark matter, which is what they're mapping at this stage.
And is it possible that it really is the light matter, the light energy, that is causing the universe to expand, and that they're going down the wrong track here with dark matter?
Well, they're pretty confident that it takes something that we haven't seen. So when you look out with all of the best telescopes that we've got, we can see where the galaxies are, even the big clusters that are an awfully long way away. And you can get a pretty good fix on exactly how fast they're moving. And that was work that got the Nobel Prize several years ago, this proposition of dark energy. There are other views out there. And in particular, one thing that these people doing the survey are curious about is how much the measurement that they eventually make will match things like Einstein's general theory of relativity. Some of them think it may well, you know, start to unpick that, and it all might start to unravel. But they're pretty confident that dark energy, you know, there's something like that that we can't see based on what's visible, that has to be there because everything's moving too fast. Otherwise, we can't explain it with what we know already.
BBC science reporter Jonathan Webb speaking with us from London. And we've got more about dark matter at our website, hereandnow.org. Jonathan, thanks.
My pleasure. Thanks.